and friends. She picked up her phone and tapped the green icon. "Hi, Mom. You on your way?"
"I'm sorry, Avery," her mom said. "A busload of kids were in an accident. Several are on their way in via life flight. The trauma unit requested everyone."
She sounded winded, as if she was hurrying down a hall.
"Oh my gosh, Mom," Avery said. "Stay as long as you have to."
She hated to say those words, but these people needed her mom more than she did.
"We can go shopping later this weekend,"
her mom hollered hospital jargon to those around her.
"Sorry, honey."
"It's okay," she replied. Avery was used to this situation.
"But this weekend I'm going camping with Kaya and Jen. We're celebrating Kaya's birthday and watching the blood moon." "Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, hon."
More shouting of orders.
"Look, Avery, the helicopters are landing. I need to go. Love you. Bye."
The line went quiet.
"Love you too, Mom."
With a sigh, she laid her cell to the side and picked up the controller, glanced at the monitor, then tossed the handheld device on the table. She should have expected something would come up. It was all too good. Upset and mad at herself for being upset, she let out a breath. Closing the recliner in her remodeled bedroom, she got to her feet and schlepped to the kitchen. Since they weren't eating out, she might as well find something at home. The cook, the man she'd known since her childhood, had just retired. Avery was on her own for food. She searched the fridge shelves, pulling out a takeout Chinese box. After a sniff, she wrinkled her nose and dropped it in the trash. Sushi rolls didn't look appetizing, nor did she feel like cooking a fillet. Not that she knew how. She could boil water, and that was about it. Instead, she pulled open the fruit drawer and grabbed an apple. In the pantry was an opened jar of peanut butter, and voila, dinner was served. In her bedroom, she plopped onto her memory foam mattress and turned on her favorite streaming service. This was the fourth night in a row of binge-watching TV and eating subpar meals. Nothing had changed much in her years away. Just once, she wished something interesting or fun happened in her life. She scrolled through the serial killer movies and laughed. Those were her favorites. She always found something silly at the worst times that made her laugh instead of being scared. She thought about her upcoming camping trip and sighed, leaning back into her pillows. Someday she'd live an adventure, but it wouldn't be while hiking with her friends, and not at Briarleaf Park. Chapter 2. Avery opened an eye, sunlight shining into the room from the curtains she'd left open. Damn it, she hated that. The apartment her parents rented for her at school had blackout blinds in the bedroom, so she never had this problem. Peeking at the digital clock, she was shocked it was so late. Binge-watching all three Lord of the Rings movies last night, she fell asleep during the third. She'd seen them 100 times and read the books. Her secret crush on the elven prince Legolas had endured since her teenage years. Now her brain just accepted him as her absent lover. Her heart was married to him, but he was never around. Kind of like her parents. Hearing pots and pans clinking, she made her way to the kitchen, where she was surprised to see an unfamiliar face. Well, she hadn't seen his face. His back was to her, but his ass sure was a glorious sight. Plump and round. Damn, she bet he did 100 squats a day to get that shapely. Who the hell was he, and why was he in her mother's kitchen?
"Good morning, honey,"
her mother said as she passed her and took a seat at the breakfast table. The man stood in front of the oven, looking over his shoulder.
"Oh," he smiled at her. "I knew she wasn't talking to me."
He backstepped to Avery and held out his hand.
"I'm Henri."
He pronounced his name Henri in a French accent.
"Sorry, Henri, I forgot," her mom said. "Avery, this is our new chef, Henri Lemaitre. I hired him after Delia retired. This is his first day."
"Ah," she shook his hand. "Nice to meet you."
"And you, mademoiselle,"
he replied before returning to the stove. Avery was quite glad to have